466.
Now, Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Town Marshal Henry Lunsford is still laid up with oak poisoning, and he's also just beginning to realize the power he now holds over Lum and Abner. Inasmuch as he's the officer in charge of Mary's term of probation, he knows that the old fellas will do practically anything to keep on the good side of him. And so as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner running the Pine Ridge jail for Uncle Henry. Listen.
Well, I don't see what we have to stay down here and run this jail for anyway, Lum.
Because Uncle Henry insisted on me staying down here and looking after it for him. Running it for him and all.
Yeah.
I ain't going to stay down here by myself, I'll tell you that right now. Grandpap's looking after the store. It's all right back there.
Well, we don't have to do everything Uncle Henry asks us to do, do we?
We do till this probationary junk's over and Mary gets released from the reformatory for good.
Well, Lum, there ain't actual nothing to do here at the jail. Well, sweep it out, wash the windows, and we done that. There ain't no prisoners here to guard.
I know it, but you know how finicky Uncle Henry is about this jailhouse. Thinks somebody has to be here all the time and... He can't be here himself because he's over there at that poison oak. And
yeah.
He just couldn't come down here.
And, doggy, it's just getting to where it looks like we're working for Uncle Henry, bossing us around the way he's been doing.
I can't help it. We don't want him to send Mary back to the reformatory, do we?
No, no, of course not.
Well, the minute we don't do what he says, well, that's exactly what he'll do, send her back.
Well, he can't do that, though, Lum, unless she does something wrong, can he?
No, but he'd study up some way to get her back there.
That varmint, I wish he weren't the town marshal, that's what I wish.
And here's another thing, even if he don't send her back, he might start telling around that Mary's actual Ellie Connors and how she escaped and all that.
Oh, he wouldn't do that, would he, Lum?
Well, he never come right out flat-footed and said he would, but he sort of hinted around that he might do that if we didn't do about everything he wants us to do.
My doggies, just wait till this probation is over. I'll tell that snake in the weeds a couple of things or two. Well, why don't we just leave, Lum? He'll never know what we're going
wait,
from down
wait a minute.
There.
That might be the jail's ring. I better see.
Let's go on back up the store where we belong.
Hello, Jotham. Pine Ridge Jailhouse speaking. Lum Eddard speaking. Oh,
jail.
Hello, Uncle Henry. Yeah, everything's fine.
That old varmint.
Uh-huh.
Hate and despising.
No desperate criminals have showed up yet. Yeah, we will. Uh-huh. All right. Goodbye. Well, there's the reason right there why we can't leave.
Huh?
He's going to call up about every 15 minutes to see that everything's running all right.
Well, I don't know what there is here to run. I almost wish some desperate criminals would show up. I'd take them by the neck and twist their head around before they would know where they're going or coming.
What in the world?
Oh, my goodness, Cedric. Doggett, I thought for a minute there you was a desperate criminal.
No, Wilma, I don't think I'm one of them. I don't think. What are you fellas doing down here, anyways?
Well, you see, Mary's on probation.
Abner, don't tell that.
Huh?
Just keep that to yourself.
Oh, yeah.
We're just helping Uncle Henry out today, Cedric, on account of him being laid up with the poison oak.
Yeah, we're doing it because we like him so much, I think.
Oh. Well, Mr. Uncle Henry won't be here at all today then, huh?
No, more likely be back tomorrow, though, Cedric.
Oh, doggone. I was supposed to see him about something. Wanted to get it over with quick as I could because I'm going fishing this morning. I'm in a hurry to get going.
Oh, going fishing, huh?
Small.
Well.
It's the first chance I've had to go this year.
Uh-huh.
Well, here, Cedric, maybe we can take care of whatever business it was you had with Uncle Henry.
Yeah, we're in charge here. For today, anyway.
Well, I was supposed to pay a fine.
A fine?
Yes, Small. $1.50 it was.
For the land's sake, Cedric, what have you did now?
Well, I never done nothing. That's the trouble. But Mr. Uncle Henry claimed I did.
What was it he said you done, Cedric?
Oh, he said I never honked my horn whenever I drove out of that little alley there next to Mr. Luke Spears' restaurant.
Oh.
But I did honk it. I know I did.
Well, if he ain't guilty, why, it'd be a shame for him to have to pay any money out to him, Lum.
Yeah.
Well, here, which one of you fellas do I give the dollar and a half to?
Oh, give it to Lom, I reckon. I wouldn't know what to do with it if I had it.
Well, wait a minute, Cedric. If you ain't guilty, there ain't no sense of paying it. Why don't you appeal the case and have a trial over?
Why, sure, that's a thing to do, Cedric.
Well, I ain't got time to do that, though. Gomer Bates is waiting for me to go fishing, so I got to get going.
Oh.
I'd rather just pay the dollar and a half. Here, take it.
No, now, wait a minute now, Cedric. That's just throwing your money away. Take it to court. Dog, it's a dollar and a half. It's a dollar and a half, Cedric.
Well, I ain't got time to go to court, though.
Well, here, I can hold court right here for you. I'm just as a piece, you know.
Why, sure, that's a good idea. Lum can give you a trial right now. Won't take but just a minute, and it'll save you that much money, Cedric.
Of course, Cedric ought to have a lawyer to represent him.
Lawyer, huh?
But I reckon you could do that, Abner.
Why, sure, be proud to.
Make it legal and all.
Yeah.
You ain't a member of the bar,
Oh, well, I've looked at a lot of them law books of yours over there, though, Lum. I never read them particular good, but I've looked at a lot of them. Come on, let's get started. I'll defend you, Cedric.
Hey, look, I wish you'd just take this dollar and a half and
sort it. Be quiet now, Cedric. Be quiet. Don't throw your money away, fool. Go ahead, Lum. Get the court started.
All right. Hereby I declare this court open for business.
Yeah.
First case is Mr. Cedric Wee Hunt versus Ease, the township of Pine Ridge, Arkansas.
Hey.
Gomer's waiting for me.
Hush up, Cedric.
Does the counsel for the defendant plead guilty or not guilty?
Huh?
You're appealing the case, ain't you?
Why, sure. We repeal, yes, sir.
Well, then you're pleading not guilty.
Why, of course we're not guilty. Is that all there is to it now, Lum?
Oh, no. I've got to hear the case first.
Case, huh?
You got to cross-examine Cedric and find out why he thinks he ain't guilty.
Oh, well, that's easy. Cedric, why is it now?
Wait a minute. Cedric, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, Mom, but Gomer's waiting for me. We want to get going.
Well, this will just take a second. Cedric Wee Hunt, why do you think you ain't guilty?
Because I ain't, that's why.
Yeah, see there, Lom, he says himself.
Well, wait, though. Cedric, how do you know you honked your horn when you was coming out of that alley?
Because I pressed the button, that's how I know.
Well, did you hear the horn honk, Cedric?
No, Mom.
Huh? You never, huh?
No. I can't never hear the horn blow whenever my motor's running on account of it got such a loud cutout on it.
Oh, well, that's different then. Well, that takes care of that then, don't it, Lum?
Just a second here.
Wait a minute. What you looking up there in that law book, Lum? Where'd you get that?
It belongs to Uncle Henry. It's laying here on the desk.
Oh, well, what you looking at that for?
I'll tell you. Here it is. Here it is.
Here, what is?
Hmm?
What is it, Lum?
Just what I thought. Cedric, I'm feared I'm going to have to fine you
$10. $10? What for?
For having a cutout on his car.
Oh.
That's again the law, and $10 is the lowest amount I'm allowed to fine him.
Hmm.
Doggone it anyway. Well, let me get some more money out here. $10, huh?
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Cedric. Wait a minute. I don't believe you ought to pay that. I believe I'll just repeal the case again.
No, Mom, I can't waste no more time. Gomer's waiting for me.
Well, it's a heap better to waste time than to waste that much money. Your Honors, I'll repeal the case again.
Have you got some new evidence to bring up?
Doggy, I'll find some new evidence. Cedric, are you sure now?
Just take this $10 or $11 and a half and let me go. Gomer's waiting for me.
Well, now, wait a minute. Just hold your horses, Cedric. You need somebody to look after your financial affairs. I can see that right now. Now, tell me this, Cedric. Are you sure that you got a cutout on your car?
Yes, Mom. Well, it ain't really one, I don't think. Just a sort of homemade one.
Oh, well, here, wait a minute. There's something important. You say it ain't actually a real cutout?
No, Mom, not exactly.
Just some little old no-count thing you made yourself, huh?
No, Mom, I never made it. I got it from Whitey Ebert.
Oh?
He made it, I think.
He did, huh?
Yes, Mom. Him and me was matching pennies one day, and I won all his pennies from him. Finally, I won that cutout from him, too. Boy, I was going good that day, too.
Well, Lum, or I mean, Your Honor, I believe that proves that this cutout ain't actually a cutout, and Cedric never bought it in no store. Lum, you ain't listening to me. Quit reading that book and pay attention to me here. I'm a lawyer.
Here it is right here.
Huh?
If any person shall be guilty of betting any money or any valuable thing on any game of hazard or skill...
Hey, wait a minute now, Lum. What's that part of there you're reading?
Don't you see? Cedric's guilty of gambling.
Gambling?
According to the statutes here, it looks like I got to fine him
$50.
$50? $50, doggone it. I ain't got that much money with me.
Ah, doggies, wait a minute. Repeal the case again. I'll repeal it.
On what grounds?
On the grounds right here that I'm standing on. That's what grounds.
I mean, for what reason?
Well, because I don't think you ought to have to pay no such amount as that. That's a reason. Law me, you can't hardly call that gambling, Lum. Why, that Whitey Ebers, he's just a young'un. I bound you ain't more 12 or 13 year old.
Is that all he is, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Whitey's just 13, I believe.
Yeah, see there.
All the older he is.
Yeah, see there, Lum?
Shanties, I wish you hadn't have told me that.
Huh?
Because that ain't nothing I can do now but add $100 onto that fine.
$100? What for?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Whitey's a minor.
Why, he ain't no such a thing. He works down there at the drugstore.
I mean, he's underage. According to the laws here, it's a $100 fine to entice a minor into a betting game or gambling stuff. Here, you can read it yourself.
I don't want to read it.
Well, can I just owe you all that money and go fishing?
Hey,
now?
Wait a minute, Cedric. I got an idea.
Well, let's not do no more of that repealing, Mr. Abner. I just can't afford it.
Well, here, though, wait a minute. Why can't we go back and start all over again? Only this time, Cedric, you say you're guilty of not honking your horn, and you can pay the $1.50 fine, and that'll close the case.
Well, that's what I wanted to do all the time.
Yeah, that's the best idea, I believe. Just saved you over $150 right there. Yeah, go ahead, Cedric. Say you're guilty.
I'm guilty. I never honked my horn.
That's that time.
Here's my $1.50 right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, much obliged. Yeah, I hope you have a nice fishing trip, Cedric. And if you get some big ones, would you bring me over a couple to the
place?
Well,
wait just one second here. Give Cedric that money back, Abner.
Give it back? Oh, don't he have to pay no fine at all, huh?
Well, while Cedric was under oath, he said he honked his horn, and then he turned around and said he didn't.
Huh?
So one of them times he gave false testimony, and that's perjury.
Perjury?
Yes, sir. It says here that I'll have to sentence him to the penitentiary for 1 to 15 years.